Good morning and welcome to day one of our 40 Days of Lent daily videos here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and this year our theme for Lent is God's story, our story. And today is Ash Wednesday, and which is the first of our 40 days of Lent, not including Sundays. And as we gather here this morning for this video, also a plug or a reminder to you that we will also be gathering here in this space in the sanctuary for worship twice today, the same service at noon and 7 p.m., an Ash Wednesday service with Holy Communion and the imposition of ashes. We'll be live streaming the 7 p.m. service, so if your schedule allows, please join us. And like I said, we will be doing 40 of these videos during Lent, which means there'll be one for every day, but not the Sundays during Lent. For Sunday, we live stream our worship services at 8:30 and 11 and invite you to join us for those if you can't be here in the area. Our theme this year, as I said, for Lent is God's story, our story, and we're using this devotional that's available here at the church in printed form. It's also available on our website if you'd like to download a PDF. And every day's video, I will be responding to or responding to the reflections that have been provided in this daily video. There are reflections for the Sundays during Lent, so you're welcome to read those. I just won't be responding to those in a video. So today is Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of Lent, and we begin in the beginning, which is where the Gospel of Mark begins, and that's the Gospel we'll be looking at daily during Lent together. Mark's Gospel begins in the beginning, much like the Bible begins in the beginning with creation, and it isn't long before we turn from the announcement that this is the beginning of the story of Jesus Christ, God's Son, to hearing the words of the prophet Isaiah, who talks about John the Baptist, or talks about the one who is to come, preparing the way of the Lord, who will come after him. And we know that to be John the Baptist. And so the question then we are asked in the reflection is a question from Ignatius of Loyola, who encourages us to shed all the things that are unnecessary in preparation for the coming. In fact, he encourages us to release all of our expectations, our preconditions, the things that hold us back, that don't allow us to fully experience or fully receive what is to come. And on this first day of Lent, on Ash Wednesday, that's one of the things that we do as a community. We are encouraged to confess our sins, to enter into Lent having released all that has held us back, so that we might prepare ourselves as John the Baptist prepared the world for the arrival, the birth of Christ. In Lent, we prepare ourselves for the gift of God's forgiveness, for the atonement, for the power of the resurrection to breathe into each and every one of us new life. Today is the first day in that preparation, so that as we move and make our way towards Holy Week, and to Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we have prepared ourselves to receive the gift that has been offered. So I invite you to reflect on that, to think about what are the things you need to let go of, the things that are holding you back, in order to make space, to allow yourself to fully enter into this Lenten journey together, to prepare yourself to receive the gift of God's gracious love given to all, offered to all through the crucifixion and resurrection of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. I hope you'll join us tomorrow and for all 39 days to come for these daily videos, and that you'll make sure that you have a copy of this devotion to enhance our time together. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day two in our Lenten journey together. Take care.